I gotta be honest with you, and I think this is something a lot of people need to hear. It's all the time. That moment is all the time. So if you are right now scared, worried about failure, you're not sure you should do something, you think it's gonna be horrible, that is all the time when you're an entrepreneur. And the key is to just do it anyway, with the pain, with the punch in the stomach, with the horrible fear, with the thoughts that telling you that you're horrible and it's not gonna work, and your mom was right when she told you that you shouldn't be doing this, and all of the other things that you've ever had to deal with and you constantly carry with you, they're all the time. So if I were to choose one time that I wanted something and I wanted to move forward and I did it anyway, it was yesterday, it was the day before, it was last week, it was last year, it's all the time.
The Fearless and Successful podcast is hosted by your hype girl Dee, and it's designed for change makers just like you. As an activator of human potential and freedom architect, I have one mission with this podcast: to show you that you can be, do, and have anything you desire. I love all things money, mindset, and manifestation. I am so excited to share my personal hacks to help you activate your infinite potential. And I also will be sharing fearless stories from leaders around the world who designed life and business on their own terms. Remember, if we can do it, so can you. Fearless soul, if you're ready to dream big and make impact, let's get this party started. Cord. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, fearless people. We are going to Toronto. And I have Sharon Zahavi with me, who is a boss babe, or I don't want to say a boss babe, but the real powerhouse. And during this like 5 or 10 minutes that we talked, I know this is going to be a juicy one. So welcome.
Thank you. It's so nice to be here. And I guarantee it's going to be a juicy one. You can ask me anything and I will answer anything. So that's just a promise.
We love that. We love that. And my audience knows that we go deep, we go raw, we go naked, and we are in it.
Oh, wow. I think I'm going to like it already.
Super fun. So Sharon is an award-winning speaker and international branding and marketing strategist. And she is the creator of Sex Up Your Brand, you guys. And we're going to talk about how to sex up your brand and also sell like a lady. So tell us, Sharon, where did your career, like your current career, started? Was this like, oh, I just want to create Sex Up Your Brand and because, or how was the journey?
It's actually an interesting journey, I would say. I think from a very early stage, I discovered that I was really attracted to recognizing what people like and how they respond to different things. And that sort of like attracted me into marketing and advertising and anything around that world. So the more I did that, I kind of shifted towards this like natural attraction. So through design and neuromarketing and language. So I had a studio that I created in Toronto, and I helped a lot of different businesses. And it was more like a service providing kind of studio. And I worked with this coach and I asked him, you know, what should I do? Because I really want to expand this, but I kind of feel everybody's coming to me with like small requests and I can't make big transformations for them. So he told me I should transition to more consulting and kind of do the services like a secondary thing. So my other question for him was, and that was because somebody was, I was at an event. And I noticed that every time I was trying to network, I had a lot of guys just constantly flirting with me and not taking me seriously. And maybe it was because I'm young, or dare I say, possibly a little attractive, I don't know. But it was frustrating because I'm pretty serious and pretty fierce. So I asked him something like, when I first talked to you, did you feel like I was flirting with you? Or did you feel like my energy was like inappropriate? And he was like, no, not at all. I thought it was cool and confident. And I said, Well, it's very frustrating to me because I feel like everybody's complaining that like I'm almost like flirting. And I'm like, what should I do to like stop it? And he's like, don't stop it. He's like, whatever it is that you are, own it. Own it and just go for it. And I was like, for real? Because I was almost excited. I'm like, really? Can I just like be? Can I do I have permission to just be myself? And he was like, absolutely. So it was his recommendation to go with this sex up your brand attitude. And the beautiful thing is, you would think it gives me like the wrong kind of attention. It absolutely does not. Now it pushes all the little jerks away because it's too confident and too direct for them. And all the cool people who want some attitude and confidence and energy, they're attracted by this sort of like boldness. So that's sort of how it came to be. And it grew very quickly after that, just because I decided to own it and just be who I was.
Oh, I love that. I decided to own it and be who I was. I think that that's so, so powerful and so needed, like, because in this cookie cutter marketing and then our industry is like, oh, we just follow the blueprint or formula and how other gurus are doing. But we are missing the point that is you are the marketing tool. You are, if you go with owning yourself and who you truly are, you don't need to know any strategy. Like, you are the strategy.
Well, that's the thing. Now that we're all small businesses, and that's basically how we operate, the core value is us. It's what we bring into the picture. So these formulas and different like ways where we're trying to be like somebody else, like what we think works and what the competition is doing, just makes us boring. It just makes it so people don't really connect with us. They don't really resonate with us because they can't feel who we are. So the beautiful thing about owning it is that you're naturally attracting the ones who are looking for you. They just don't know that it's you yet. And you also push away those who are absolutely not the right fit for you just by being true to yourself.
Yeah, I love that. And yeah, so I think we were going into the topic and I was like really excited to hear what it is behind your signature talk or your signature delivery, selling it like a lady. What does that actually mean?
So the way that came to be is because I've been a sales coach and like I led some sales teams for a long time and I helped a lot of small businesses. And so I also took a lot of these courses and different programs about sales. And what I've noticed is that they all full of this, you know, these tactics and ways to persuade and ways to create urgency and press on the pain and make it difficult for people. And that's how you help them make a decision, which I found to be, I mean, it's great to have tactics when you need it, but I found it to be very manipulative and pushy and often unnecessary. When what I did recognize is that it only worked for guys and for all of my female clients, not only they were struggling with the concept, it also didn't work when they were trying to use these tactics. And I recognize that's because as women, we have a tendency to be more caring, we're able to listen, we connect faster, and we are ignoring these great tools, these great gifts that we naturally have by trying to be like guys, which, to be honest with you, it's always a mistake for us. Every time as females, we're like, we should do it like the boys. It's such a mistake. Boys are boys, girls are girls. Do it the way you do it. So I created this intuitive sales formula that I title, you know, Sell Like a Lady, that is based on intuition, on caring, no manipulation, and a way to connect with your prospects in a way that conversion is much higher because it's coming from a place of caring for their transformation rather than caring for your own, you know, sales score.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hitting the nail. For people who are listening and they're like, yeah, I love it. Like, it sounds really good. I don't want to be manipulative. I don't want to be pushy. I want to be intuitive. But for ladies here who maybe haven't developed the skill of intuition or they don't know how to use it yet, what would you say? How is it to connect with your intuition and approach to the sales through intuition?
Well, I mean, obviously, it can be a bit of a journey, especially if you have some resistance towards sales. And a lot of people have struggles with closing. Even if they're great in delivery and helping people and they have a great business, they sometimes struggle with selling themselves. So it's a bit of a process, which is why I created like a program that guides you through it and everything. But to give you just like general advice on how to become a little bit more intuitive, it's something that starts with the core of when you're listening to someone, you need to be more of an active listener and recognize what their biggest obstacles are and make sure that whatever advice you give them, it's the right advice for them. And it's not about closing a sale. There are many times where I could have closed the sale, but this was not the right solution for that person. And I was honest with them. They almost wanted me to pitch them. And I was like, I won't, because it's not what you need. Like, it's too early for you, or this is going to lead you in the wrong direction. And it's just going to make you more frustrated. So if you're coming from a place where you just have a conversation and you're really trying to help someone, you also need to be confident in what you're able to offer, right? Like, be confident that you can solve the problem. If you know you can, pitch it. Make it a transformation for them, for their sake. If you know you can't help them or you fear like you can't help them, send them somewhere else. Connect, build your network, send them to someone who can help them. Then we can really help each other and see each other grow. This is karma. Things come back to you if you help others.
Yeah, talk about karma. I'm always hearing my sales coach, who is like a real intuitive goddess, and I want to call out my Jamie Galina Davis, and she was on the podcast as well. And she always says, bless and release. If they're not the right fit, like, just bless and release. And it's so it worked so much magic for me and for my clients. Just that feeling of, hey, you know, we are here to do good. And if you can't do good for someone else, have in mind that if you don't do good for someone else, they can do good for someone else. And why wouldn't you use your gifts to create those ripple effects that are positive instead of like doing the negative?
And yeah, absolutely.
It's not about you. It's everyone who will come after you and after the person you're affecting.
Yes. And your way of providing service is also recognizing what the person in front of you needs in terms of support, which means if you see that this is the right fit for them, but they have a tendency of holding back, of not committing, of, you know, procrastination, it's on you to help them to overcome that and maybe commit to working with you. And if you see that what they don't like is feeling pressured and it almost triggers something in them, that it's on you to be more gentle, to let go, to introduce the option, but not to stress them out with urgency, because you're just going to get them to shut down. So the whole concept of selling like a lady is just there is no real formula. There's guidelines and there's some tactics you can have in your pocket just in case. But the idea is to be able to respond better to people's needs and tendencies, because we're all different.
Mm. Yeah, I love that. And I think like, so this is like really coming, this is so heart-centered, and I just love that. You know, it's really like setting aside your needs and your kind of like ego-driven agenda, and really connecting with the heart. And I love that, because it's like so nurturing, and it's so it always pays off like on a long term. And I love that. It's so,
yes, ultimately it also brings you better clients that are mm-hmm. happy to work with you, and they stay longer and they're loyal to whatever it is that you're offering them. So it's a win-win situation. And to be honest with you, I mean, I've seen it working more recently than like before, because before the tactics were new, people were responding to them. Now everybody's, we don't want to be sold to. It's almost like our game to be like, oh, I know what you're doing. You're trying to sell me something. And my job is to say, no, I will not be tricked. And it's not supposed to be a trick. It's supposed to be something where now it's a partnership. It's an agreement. It's an opportunity. So all of the teams that I worked with through with this new method, and they've had trainings before on their sales, immediately in like less than like 2 months, they see a difference of at least 25% increase in their sales. And that's really significant in a really short amount of time.
Yeah, for sure. Wow. This is, yeah. That's amazing. What about people who are like, okay, so yeah, I know the intuition. I am tuning into more of that feminine essence and I've got this, but I still hate selling. Like I still feel icky about like, you know, offering my services or even like saying at the end, this is what I offer. It feels like, oh, I want to cringe. What are you doing for those people?
It is a common problem. And it's, again, because we are experts in what we do. We're not necessarily expert in sales or marketing or other pieces. And that's why I'm here, right? So I can help with the mindset, with the approach, with the inner work that you might need to do. Because the truth is, in order to sell anything, your confidence in your ability needs to be bigger than the doubt people have in their, you know, their potential failure, right? They're afraid of failing. So your confidence needs to be so much bigger than that doubt so that they feel like they can move forward. And in order to do that, this is something that needs to come from inside of you, and it cannot be fake. Because when it's fake, you also have to deal with a lot more refunds because people change their mind after because they feel manipulated.
Yeah, I love that. It's I think that that's completely internal process. And then sometimes in the early stages of my coaching, when I was like going on discovery calls and selecting my coaches to work with, and I would go on a discovery call, I could tell when they were like reading the script, and I was like, what the fuck is this? You know, like I can sense that you're reading something. This is not, you know, and you could say that they were like an incredible in what they were offering. But at the end, like that felt like, really? Like you don't even own what you are expert in, because it should flow at the end. Like, you know, it should flow. You shouldn't be ashamed. You shouldn't feel guilty for, you know, selling something. It's a service, and it's helping someone to with whatever problem they have. Why would you be ashamed of that?
Yes. And because you want to be heard, and you want to feel like you're somebody's listening to you. The thing is this, it used to work better because there was less competition before. Right? There was no option. So the urgency is like, do it now. There's nobody else. There's no other opportunity. Now there's so much competition. It's so easily available. There is no real urgency. If I don't like you, I'm not buying from you. So your ability to connect is now essential. And the beautiful thing is, obviously, there are different things that you need to put in place. And it's not like as simple as just, you know, be confident and just go for it. There's a lot more elements, but the idea is not just to work with your intuition, but to combine your natural intuition, your natural ability of listening and supporting and be there for people with the coaching skills and the sales skills and the directness when needed. So that you're not just working off, you know, a formula or counting numbers or, you know, marking like, you know, oh, I did this. I asked that. Great, great, great. This is about people. And if you know how to be more people centric, you'll be able to sell a lot better.
Okay. So we have a few of them. So being more intuitive, being confident with what you offer, what you're expert in, and people centric. So yep. These are like three that I feel like they're the most important ones. Is there any other thing that you identify as a must or not must? I wouldn't say must, but something that really makes a distinction in how you sell like a lady.
if I were to like divide it to some kind of like a three-piece puzzle, I'd say that one piece is working on yourself, right? That's the piece of confidence, of recognizing your value, of being able to be more in tune with what you offer and feeling like, you know, you're doing service to people. That's like, that's sort of like one piece, working on yourself. The second piece is to be completely present for the people that you are serving. So that means listening, being able to offer them exactly what they need, offer them to connect, value the conversation, be the kind of person they need you to be on that call to make a decision. And the third piece of it is the more tactical piece. Those are the pieces that are like, say this, but not that, give them this, but not that. Those are the elements that we are usually being taught if we are doing any sales training. And the reason why they don't work alone is because the other two pieces are missing. So it's almost like a triangle. You need all the sides for it to be able to get to the center, to get to your goal. Then you'll be able to sell, not just like a lady, right? Because I know this is a bit of a gimmick name, but sell like who you are. Sell from a place of owning yourself, and you'll be able to attract the right people your way. That's what it's all about. And that's what I always preach. Work with those who need you, right? Not need your service. Services are everywhere.
Hmm. Yeah, wow. Yeah, good, good. Love it, love it, love it. So specific and so on point. Tell me, what was your like, what was your first, or if you recall, a mistake in selling, like what not to do in selling?
Oh, I can tell you a mistake that I used to make a lot in the beginning. I mean, I had a lot of this intuition thing, but the problem is I really like people and I can totally be a talker. So I talk too much and connect too much, and I would make friends too quickly because I really enjoy people. So the problem with that is, first of all, some people, they kind of take a step back when you talk a lot because you're kind of dominating the conversation and they don't open up as much as they would if you just shut up once in a while. That's one thing. And the second thing is, if you become friends too quickly, you lose your power as the one giving advice and guiding the conversation. And then it's become more like yeah, that'd be cool. We can totally like chat. And these are the people who are endless follow-ups. And they don't really want to make a decision. They also feel like they kind of already have you in their corner, so they can just ask you questions, but not necessarily commit to anything. So I'd say that was my biggest mistake, just being too much of a people person, which is why I'm saying that triangle also have the tactics and the strategies on one side of it. Because you also need to be smart and strategic, but you should always be intuitive as well.
Perfect. Perfect. This was, yeah, you guys, if after this, you know, you didn't get it, like the essence and the point of how to sell like a lady, I don't know, then we're just gonna invite you to follow Sharon wherever on social media she is. And this is a cue. Where can people hit you up? Where can people see your magic and your powerful feminine presence and your intuitive goddess, you know, presence?
I love your enthusiasm. I should like bring you to all of my events and just
yeah, I can totally emcee your events.
Obviously I'm happy to help anybody who's feeling like they have any questions or they want to like figure out how to do this or do better at whatever it is that they do. So the easiest way to contact me would be through LinkedIn. I respond there the fastest. Just look up my name. But you can also find me on Facebook or on Instagram, and God help me, even a little bit on TikTok sometimes. That place, I don't know, love-hate relationship, absolutely. And you can always go to my website as well, sexupyourbrand.com. I am very responsive. Just make sure you tell me where you found me, just so I don't think you're spam, because I get a lot of spam, guys, okay? Especially weird people asking me for like nude photos. So just make sure you're like, hey, Sharon, I listened to you on this podcast. I would love to chat. I'm like, oh, that sounds like a real person. So just a heads up if you are messaging me.
Yeah, I can imagine you get like a lot of invitation because of sex of your brand.
It's honestly so weird. I had something so weird happening just the other day. You're going to love it. Some guy just messaged me and said, "Do you have nudes, perchance?" And I was like, "Oh, perchance. How polite." I was like, "Oh, that's so, sort of not like, don't take them for me, God heaven, like, no. But if you have them already," then I was like, "Wow, that's so," I was like, so intrigued by that message. It was so like, wow, what an interesting fella. But I was really excited to send him nudes from other nudes that I found online, but I didn't end up doing it because sometimes I'm like, it's probably better not to respond.
Love it, perchance. Just
just in case.
In case. So fun. We're gonna wrap it up with my favorite question, and I know you guys are anticipating this, because this is Fearless and Successful show. We ask all of our guests, what was one moment in your career or your business where you felt really, really scared, but you did it scarily? And now when you look back, like, this was the moment that break everything.
I really wanted to answer that question with something super epic that you can make a movie after.
Die Hard.
Right. But I gotta be honest with you, and I think this is something a lot of people need to hear. It's all the time. That moment is all the time. So if you are right now scared, worried about failure, you're not sure you should do something, you think it's going to be horrible, that is all the time when you're an entrepreneur. And the key is to just do it anyway, with the pain, with the punch in the stomach, with the horrible fear, with the thoughts that telling you that you're horrible and it's not going to work and your mom was right when she told you that you shouldn't be doing this, and all of the other things that you've ever had to deal with and you constantly carry with you, they're all the time. So if I were to choose one time that I wanted something and I wanted to move forward and I did it anyway, it was yesterday, it was the day before, it was last week, it was last year, it's all the time. So the key is to be really fearless and successful, it's owning your fear and doing it anyway. Okay? Not being who you want to be is so much scarier than failing.
Oof, wow. Yeah, that's tweetable. So good. So good. So good. You guys, I know that you enjoyed this listening, and you know, there are a few action steps that I really, really want you to do. So go in the show notes, connect with Sharon, give her hi and say, "Hey, I listened to your podcast with Dee, and this is what came up for me." Share your takeaways. She wants to know. We want to know, what was the breakthrough? What was the aha moment? What got you, "Oh, I'm going to go out there in the world and sell like a lady"? Tell us, what was your moment? Because we want to know, because this is the work that we do.
And I love that. That would be amazing. Absolutely. I would absolutely love to hear from people what really resonated with them.
Amazing. So that's the first action step. And then I would love for you to give them an action step. What would be your fearless to do for my listeners?
Oh, wow. I mean, if it's more like from a, you know, selfish place, I would love to send you a link that they can like download something and kind of like work through and see if this is like, I have a pretty cool stop to-do list. So that all of the common mistakes that we make and we think like, "Oh, it's fine, stop doing them." Just by stopping doing them, you will be doing great with your marketing and your branding. So that's one thing. And the other thing, like a little bit of a to-do list for you guys, is to don't be afraid to connect with others. Don't be afraid to reach out. Our success is based on the people around us. Nobody is doing it all alone, even if they're telling you that they're doing it all alone. Okay. So if you really want to get to where you want to,
they all did it alone.
Oh yeah. We're all self-made. Nobody helped us ever with anything. Every opportunity I've ever had in my life came from just talking to people. So put yourself out there, connect, talk to me, talk to Dee, talk to anybody. But people like people. We will get opportunities just by being who we are. Don't ever be afraid of being who you are.
Yeah, you guys, you heard the lady. So stop doing lists. Download that in the show notes. And then, yeah, if you had a moment, I just want to connect with this person, but I'm scared, do it. Do it now. Do it scared.
I love that. Yes, do it.
Because this is like, there is the sucky moment is when you realize that you regret something. And that's like even more scary than to do anything of what we were just sharing. Regret is such a painful moment. I know, and I'm going to share this. This is like a side note, but really like my regret moment. And that's probably the biggest one. I really enjoy my life and I don't regret anything, but I have been really putting my big girl pants on for so long. And I was trying to reach out to this person to have him on the podcast. He's like such a mentor of mine. And I read his book 2 times and I was sharing all the insights and I deeply, deeply love and like adore this man. And the moment I read the second book, I just came to an end. And after a week, the man died. He had a heart attack. Wow. And it broke my heart knowing that I didn't reach out and just ask and to get that no. We're talking about Dave Hollis. You guys know that I absolutely adore the man. And yeah, don't be in regret. Better an oops than what if.
Absolutely. And besides, who cares about what other people think about you? They're busy thinking about themselves anyway.
So. Right. Amen. Okay, you guys, I am so stoked about this. And I got like this, even if it's like 9 p.m. in the evening, I got this incredible energy to just go and connect with other people. So if I'm going to message you, you know why. I got the spark. And Sharon, thank you so much. This was so incredible.
Absolutely. You're welcome. This was so much fun. I mean, I could be talking for hours. I didn't even notice how much the time passed so quickly. I was like, oh, that's it. We could talk like this could be a series.
No, watch out what you wish for. Okay, you guys, have fun and don't forget to be awesome. Sharon, speak soon. Ciao.
My fearless soul, thank you so much for tuning in and taking the time to listen to this episode. I appreciate you and I'm so excited to hear from you. If you haven't yet, please go to kite.link/insider and leave a review. Extra points if you screenshot this episode and post it on your IG stories and tag me at Diana Lugoli and tell me what's your big takeaway. With that being said, I'm sending you a daily dose of D. I love you and I'm so, so grateful for you. Till infinity. Mwah.